The tone for the day was set by Menominee Falls Republican Congressman Jim Sensenbrenner, who introduced Walker this way.
He's a very polarizing figure, but those of us who love him in Wisconsin really thank him for the job that he's done.
Similarly, Walker's critics on this committee were not lukewarm in their disapproval of the freshman governor, who took office less than 4 months ago. Most were highly familiar with the chaotic events in Madison earlier this year. Ohio Democratic Congressman Dennis Kucinich pressed Walker on provisions of his collective bargaining bill that banned mandatory union dues for public employees and that forced unions to take annual recertification votes.
Can you please explain to me and members of this committee how much money this provision saves for your state budget?
Walker's answer prompted a heated response from Kucinich.
We gave workers the right to choose, which is a fundamental American right, the right to choose whether or not they want to be a part of a union and whether or not they
question,
went up to $1,000 taking
another union. How much money does it save, Governor? Just
that particular part doesn't save any.
Okay,
in
that's
the same,
right.
In the same way that
that's
if you,
the point.
If you read the federal budget,
no effect
I'll answer your
I'm
question.
Reclaiming my time. It obviously had no effect whatsoever on the state budget.
California Democratic Congressman Jackie Spear smiled as she said hello to Walker and to Vermont Governor Peter Shumlin, who was also testifying.
Thank you both for your participation here today. I don't know that I would have done this if I were the two of you, but I'm glad that you have.
Spear then proceeded to rip into Walker, pressing him to explain the prank phone call he took from a blogger pretending to be billionaire Republican donor David Koch.
How much have you received in contributions from the Koch brothers?
From the Koch brothers? None directly that I know of. There's probably other groups that support us, but I don't know what the total is.
Well, I'm under the impression you received $43,000 from the Koch brothers during your gubernatorial campaign.
Could be. I had 50,000 contributors. I couldn't tell you who all they are.
Did you take the phone calls of all those 50,000 contributors when you were in the middle of that crisis?
I talked to a whole lot of people every day.
All right.
Iowa Democrat Bruce Braley asked Walker to apologize for his administration's decision to hire a 27-year-old son of a prominent lobbyist to a management position over more experienced applicants. Walker responded.
And I'll answer your question about the 27-year-old.
I'd be interested in your answer because that's the question people of Wisconsin want to hear today.
Well, I'm glad you're interested in the people of Wisconsin.
I am.
Because that person was five levels below me. When that hiring was brought to my attention, I had my staff go back and have that person taken out of that position, and I acknowledged the fact that there were more qualified people, and I asked someone else to be put into that.
On the Republican side, Florida Congressman Dennis Ross took aim at 14 people who were not at the congressional hearing, the Democratic state senators who left Wisconsin to hold up Walker's collective bargaining bill.
And as a public official, as one who is elected, I take personal offense to somebody who abrogates their responsibility by not owning up to their obligations to make these decisions.
And Indiana Republican Dan Burton heaped praise on Walker, saying he didn't know how Wisconsin cities could have avoided huge property tax increases unless Walker did what he did.
And so I was very happy that you had the perspicacity to hang in there.
Walker made one request of the committee, that they give Wisconsin a block grant that gives the state more flexibility to run Medicaid programs like Badger Care. The entire hearing lasted more than 3 hours. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.